Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. It is, it's a different day. Dave is on special assignment today, so it's just yours truly solo. We're going to look for cloudy skies midday today. Slight chance for a passing shower. And then it looks like some chances of showers and storms for the afternoon and evening hours. Quick mover, though. Clouds overnight, cooler for the weekend. We've got forecast details as we roll through the show. And with me right now, Becky Clausen, Assistant Director, Advancement Office at COTC and OSU Newark. It is fantastic to have you here, Becky.
Thank you very much.
I'm telling you what, interesting story. You kind of grew up where my people grew up out in the Dresden area. So
I
you're
did.
Giving me some excellent tips on the new things that are down in that area. What brought you to Newark? Was it school?
OSU, actually. I always wanted to get back and give back to the school that gave so much to me. So I came back.
Yeah. So you spent a little time in Columbus at OSU?
A little time in Newark and then Columbus. I was in Newark for a little over 2 years and then finished my degree in Columbus.
Very nice. That's kind of how it rolls now. You kind of start at the satellite to universities and then make your way to the big campus so you're not so wide-eyed as a freshman. Seems like it worked out pretty well for you.
It was perfect.
Yeah. And then you come back to Newark and you're in this great role. We've got a big fundraiser coming up in just a week's time. But to walk me through the advancement office.
Yeah.
Day to day, what do you do?
We plan all of the events for COTC and OSU. And then we also do a lot of fundraising. So scholarships, building funds, things like that. That's what we're in charge of.
People that haven't been on campus for the last, let's say, 18 months to 2 years. There's lots of changes happening all the time.
Lots. If you haven't had a chance to go through the newly named Hodges Hall, used to be Founders Hall, please do so. And feel free to reach out to our office for a tour. We'd love to have you. It's gorgeous. I can't say enough about our facilities department. It's amazing.
Yeah. I tell you, just we've been out there July 4th festivities, you know, band concerts, people out on the lawn and all that stuff. Just paint the picture. For people that haven't been on the college campus like me, graduated more than a minute ago. You know, it used to be 70s was kind of hacky sack and frisbees and all that. It got a little more white collar, I suppose, during the 80s. What's a typical day at OSU and COTC like now? Is it just students bopping around? Is everybody packed in the libraries? Is there a lot of social time? What?
They do have a lot of social time. They spend a lot of time together. I notice now students are setting up their phones and cameras and doing TikToks in their free time. So we see a lot of that. I'm sure I've made some cameos unbeknownst to me. But
you getting any residual checks for that?
No.
Actually. Come on now.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Yeah. So, but they spend a lot of time studying and hanging out with each other on campus. And it's such a beautiful place. I can't blame them.
So do you eat on campus? Because I remember when I was in school, you know, they rolled out the red carpet for visitation days, made sure that the kitchen staff always had things right. But then when it came to like, here's the grind, first semester, first quarter, whatever, maybe not quite so good. How's the food?
I like it, actually. Our dining services does such a great job. They have these flatbread pizzas that I really love.
Okay.
So highly recommend, 10 out of 10.
So if I call you up and want to take a tour, maybe I make sure.
Yeah, we'll get a pizza.
Foodies are in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good stuff. So Becky, as a part of your day-to-day, it's all about fundraising for facilities, but we've got a really interesting idea coming up for a fundraiser for the Officer Thomas W. Cottrell Jr. Award for Character and Dedication. A lot of people from the community kind of know the story, but just walk us back through what's so important about Officer Cottrell.
Yeah, so the Officer Cottrell was killed in the line of duty and was a COTC graduate. So his family started a fund to, in his honor, reward a graduate. There are three graduating classes per year, so three students per year receive this award to buy equipment and get them started off on the right foot for their law enforcement career. So we want to keep that going, and so every year we host a fundraiser to fund that, and we partner with the Licking County Sheriff's Office, and they are wonderful partners, and they also have a fund for the Licking County Stuff the Backpack program. So we split the funds with them and Some goes to the Cottrell Award. Some goes to Lincoln County Stuff the Backpack Program. So lots of students in our area are being helped by this fundraiser.
And this is a significant award for a lot of families. It's an $1,000 award, right?
Yes. So that student, three students per year, receive that to buy whatever safety equipment, uniforms, boots, whatever they need to get on the right foot for their new career.
And when we talk about that, you know, I don't know how much you know about the program at COTC and OSU Newark, but I imagine you're graduating a fair number of graduates.
Yes. So I want to say the last class had a little over 20 students graduate. So, and we've also been partnering with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office to graduate our cadets together. So that's been nice. I've been to the last few graduations and it's just spectacular to see, and they fill the auditorium. It's wonderful.
Yeah. You probably make a few cameos and videos from that too, right?
I probably do.
Good stuff. So the fundraiser is coming up in early May. Walk us through, because in the past, I know you've done some walks and some runs to generate some funds for this. This is a completely different thing.
Yeah, we wanted to try something new. This is something I've done in other venues before, previous roles, and it's been widely successful and so fun. It's just a wonderful, fun evening to come spend with your friends, maybe your coworkers, your family. And it's a double elimination tournament, so much like March Madness, right? So they're going to go through and play against each other until we get to two winners. And then those two teams will receive special medals that we had made. And there's a goodie bag and a t-shirt. There's a signature drink at the bar. So it'd just be a fun evening to spend with community and do a little networking maybe and support a good cause.
Yeah, I know the axe throwing has become a thing. There are axe throwing places that have popped up in a lot of places around Central Ohio. You're going to be at the Hatchet House in Heath. And I'm just curious, have you done hatchet throwing yourself?
I have. I'm not what you would call good at it. I've had several friends try to help me, and I'm still not good at it, but I still have fun, and that's the important part.
Well, that is true, but, you know, if people want to be competitive and try to win, you know, maybe go. But my experience is, and I've done it a couple times, the follow-through seems to be important. It's like a lot of athletic endeavors, whether you're talking about shooting a basketball, throwing a football, you know, kicking a soccer ball, whatever, it's the position that you find yourself in. So I'm curious, do you use a one-hand or a two-hand throw?
Well, I have found that the two-hand overhead is better for me.
Okay.
And I've been told by my good friend Brian that I overthink it, much like everything. So we're gonna try to do better. But if you want to win, don't recruit me.
So two hand I think is the way to go. I feel like one handed you kind of come from the outside and you miss the target. Where two hand it seems to be a little more down the line. But that spiral, that getting it so the axe head actually hits the target instead of the handle and all that, it takes a few throws to get that down.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. We're going to have fun.
Okay. So I sense we're downplaying the actual axe throwing here. But how big a team can you take?
So you can have 4 to 6 people.
Okay.
You can split that cost. You know, if you have 6 people, it comes down to $50 a person that you're contributing. And it's just going to be a fun night, team to team, head to head. And it'll move pretty quickly. People will be surprised how fast you're done, especially if you're on my team. But
we got to work on your self-talk a little bit, Becky. I think you need a little more positivity from internal.
Okay, I'll work on that.
So for people that want to get registered, what's the most efficient way to get that done?
Yeah, so you can go to cotc.edu, and there's a link there. Or you can visit our social media. There's a registration link posted in our social media. So check that out. If you see a flyer around town, we've put some up.
Okay.
There's a QR code on the flyer.
I got you. So the team, 4 to 6 people. So, again, it's a $300 team registration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many? I mean, again, stuff the house, pack the house. It's a great cause. How many teams? I mean, would you have a cap?
I'm hoping to accommodate 18 teams.
18?
So, okay. Yep. So get your registration in. I don't want to cut it off. We can accommodate a few more if we need to, but for everyone's time and the space, I want to make sure that everybody has a good time.
I gotcha. And it's coming up on May the 7th. What time do you start?
So the doors open at 5:30. We hope to be throwing axes by 6.
I'm sorry. That just is hilarious to me that recreationally now we hope to be throwing axes by 6.
Yes.
That's a very funny thing. So when you talk about dumbbell elimination with 18 teams, can all 18, like, is there 9 lanes? Is that why you picked 18?
There are 8 lanes.
Okay.
And so
a couple people are going to have a bye round or something like that?
Well, what will happen? Yeah, we'll have one team that does. But what will happen is they'll play at least twice, depending on how far they go.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose both, you're still going to play twice.
Okay.
So you're going to get a chance to do it at least 2 times as a team.
And become the unsanctioned audience, maybe unintended audience,
right?
You can cheer on.
Feel free. There'll be lots of law enforcement present to hang out with, get to know, and we hope to have the command center parked out front from the Licking County Sheriff's Office.
Cool.
So if you haven't seen that,
very cool.
It's a wonderful asset to Licking County. So
I'm curious too, the success. I mean, because this is not the first year for the scholarship. What can you tell me about the people that have gotten a scholarship in the past and where they've landed?
Yeah, so a lot of them stay are right here in Licking County, but we also have seen some graduates recently, actually in Zanesville and in Knox County. So this is really affecting law enforcement in our regional area. And of course, Officer Cottrell was in Knox County. So we just really hope to keep that going and honor his memory and sacrifice, as well as encourage some students.
Well, and continue that legacy. I mean, I was very fortunate. I got to play golf yesterday with a couple of retired Newark police officers, one detective, one from the street. And they said Newark is so supportive of their police community. They're like, you know, without sharing a lot of intimate detail, they say it's a great place to work in law enforcement, mostly because there's enough excitement, but not too much, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the community really seems to embrace what the police do. And to know that that legacy is being continued, and we've got a great program at our local school, it seems like those kind of things should build toward a successful endeavor.
Yes, and they all work really well together. You know, I've seen a lot of our instructors actually work in local law enforcement. So your police chief here in Newark and our head of security and campus security, Adam, is also working in the program. So they're getting real life experience at COTC, which is wonderful.
That is what it's all about. Okay, so let's walk back through it. We're talking to Becky Clausen, Assistant Director, Advancement Office at COTC and OSU Newark. The fundraiser is coming up in early May. Walk us through what time, what place, and how do I get registered?
Yeah, so you can register at cotc.edu, and then there will be a link where you can pay, or if you would like to bring a check that evening, that's fine too. You can bring 4 to 6 people for your team, and we'll be at the Hatchet House, which is at 789 Hebron Road in Heath, and the doors will open at 5:30. Like I said, hopefully we'll be started by 6, and you'll be surprised. If you need to go to work the next morning, you can be out of there at a decent time, I promise.
So when do you anticipate crowning the Hatchet House Blue Line Axe Challenge champion?
I would say we will probably be done by 8 or 8:30.
Okay.
So once we get down to those last couple of teams, it goes pretty quickly.
I gotcha. And for folks that maybe already have plans for that day but still are sympathetic to the cause and this excellent, excellent fundraising opportunity, can people just make a donation?
Yes, you absolutely can. You can always make a donation to the Advancement Office. You can mail us a check at 1179 University Drive, or you can go online to cotc.edu/give, and you can choose the Cottrell Award Fund from that list.
I got it. For people that are wired to make charitable donations that keep it in the community, mm-hmm. this, again, seems like such an incredible opportunity.
This is a great one. And, you know, we really want to just keep this going forever. So just know that every donation that you make is definitely going to go to an officer who graduates from the COTC program.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So again, the event Wednesday, May 7th, 5:30. They promise you're going to be out the door if you got to go to work the next day. Hatchet House in Heath is the spot. Again, it's COTC.edu is a great place to start. But if you got a team of 4 or 6 excellent axe throwers, this is your spot.
Yep.
Becky, great to see you. Hope we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Becky Clausen, Assistant Director, Advancement Office at OSU Newark, and COTC, our guest on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hopefully Dave is back on Monday for Talk of the Town. We'll talk to you then. Buckeye Country 107.7.